Everyone, welcome to Pure Nintendo podcast episode number 5. We have a good show for you tonight. We had a slow week, but we still have some stuff to talk about. I'm joined by Kevin over the phone.
What's up, guys?
Unfortunately, we don't have James with us this evening. He is in Africa and helping out some people there, so that's good. So we hope he's doing well. Maybe he'll get to listen to the podcast this week. Who knows? Anyways, well, we'll get into tonight's lineup. There were quite a few games announced this week, but a lot of them were pretty odd, weren't they, Kevin?
Yeah, some bizarre games that you would probably never think of or even heard of possible.
Yeah. There was a... Well, go ahead and mention some of the first ones there.
Well, I was going to talk about my favorite one so far. Obviously, Captain Rainbow. I mean...
Yeah.
How can you not go wrong with that game?
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. It almost looks like a... Like, he looks similar to Beautiful Joe, you know? Like, his costume and everything.
Yeah.
So, but... It looks really, really weird. I don't know if you guys watched the trailer that we posted up, but there's like this birdo looking character that just talks Japanese for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. I don't know if that's going to be part of the game, if he like guides you or what. But yeah, it looks like it might be interesting. We'll see. Who knows if it'll even come to the States too? I don't know.
Well, a game like that. I mean, honestly, I don't think it'll do very good at all
yeah.
in the United States. I mean, I just don't know. Captain Rainbow just doesn't sound like a winner to me, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, that could be well a game that just does well in Japan, or I don't know. We'll see. It may not do well there. Stranger things have
yeah.
happened, I guess. But yeah, Captain Rainbow was one of the games. And then Bikini Zombie Slayers.
All right.
Which I think has already been released in Japan, right?
Yeah, or something
or,
it, like
or
that.
It's coming out, but they just announced it for U.S. release, I think.
Yeah.
So apparently they thought us Americans would like some Bikini Zombie Slaying. I could prefer Zombie Slaying and bikinis, but together, I don't know, it just doesn't go well.
I don't, maybe they're thinking they can hit both crowds and catch, you know, twice as big. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe we just never thought of that, and it's like two good things make a better thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably how they came up with the game. It's like, all right, we're going to make a zombie game, but... What would make a better zombie game?
Yeah.
Bikinis.
That's right. Oh, man. That was probably the basis of the meeting that they had about it, so... Oh, man. But yeah, so we have that to look forward to. I mean, on the plus side, it didn't look half bad on graphics. So,
yeah.
So they're obviously at least trying to do something good with it. But,
yeah, it could be a surprisingly fun game to play. I mean, I'm sure it will be exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, however, yeah, interesting it might be. But yeah, so Bikini Zombie Slayers, for all you zombie-slaying bikini lovers out there. And then, just today we heard about... Buffy the Vampire Slayer game coming to the DS.
Which is fantastic, by the way. I mean,
yeah.
Why not play an old TV show on your DS?
Yeah. The DS, I mean, since it's been so popular, it's going to get a ton of these types of games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just games that are just really, really interesting. The other game that was announced this week was Princess Debut. For the DS, so both of those games kind of seem like B games to begin with, And maybe, you know, these types of games probably get announced all the time. It's just we never post about it because there's never a week that's this slow.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's amazing, you know, this week that we, you know, were able to find as much news as we did. I mean, everyone on the internet was posting, you know, 15 articles about Animal Crossing being confirmed and all this, you know.
Yeah.
So every single website was starved for some sort of news.
Well, yeah, and it's like almost anybody that posted predictions on the internet, everyone posted it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, GamePro's predictions, Kotaku's, Wired Magazine, who...
Even sites I've never heard of.
Yeah, like, sites I've never heard of.
This week, you listen to everyone, apparently.
Yeah, so... But yeah, that's usually how it is. The week before E3, there's just a lot of speculation, a lot of...
But that's the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah,
Needs to be majorly leaked the week before.
Yeah. Just have that calm before the storm. And yeah, and Kevin and I were talking about this, you know, it's... you know, luckily Nintendo hasn't had really big problems with their big stories getting leaked out. Which has been good, so, you know, the fact that we haven't heard anything, you know, I see that as a good thing, because Nintendo will just have that much more thunder for their show to combat Microsoft and Sony with.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that'd be really good. And then there was another game that was announced this week, Flock. It was one of those Capcom games that was announced. But I think today... There was kind of confirmation it was going to go elsewhere, I guess.
Yeah, to the PlayStation Network and Xbox Arcade.
Yeah. Yeah, and from all the stuff we had heard about it this week, you know, all the rumors and even Capcom was like, oh, you're never going to guess what it is. And I don't know, like, everybody expected it to be a Wii game, you know, because Capcom was apparently, there is some Wii game that's in development. That they haven't mentioned at all, and so people just assumed it was that. But apparently it's just going to be, you know, Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network game. So we'll have to wait to hear more about it, I guess. But
you know, in the logo that was released...
Yeah.
Something with sheep, I believe. Is that what was in it?
Yeah, there's a sheep where the O is for flock.
Yeah, that's one of those games that sounded cooler before we knew what it was.
Yeah, exactly, because that was not at all what I imagined it was going to be.
I'm just thinking, you boot up the game and, you know, you're probably some prairie dog, or not prairie dog, some shepherd dog, you know, rounding up sheep.
Right, exactly. But yeah, it's kind of disappointing, you know, because it kind of sounded like it. You know, it could be kind of cool, at least, you know, the ideas I had in my head about it. But, oh well. It's kind of strange, though, that it would be announced for Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network, but not WiiWare. Like, it seems like everything goes WiiWare, and then maybe sometimes it'll be WiiWare and Xbox Live Arcade, you know?
Yeah.
It seems kind of strange.
Because it seems like, honestly, how much more money would it take to put it on, you know, another system?
Right.
I mean, it just seems more beneficial. Why not throw it at all three than just two?
Yeah. But yeah, moving on from some of these smaller games that were announced this week, there was a big announcement earlier this week at the, I think it was a Namco convention or conference there in Japan, and they announced that the next Tails game is going to be coming to Wii. And
good stuff right there.
Yeah, so that's really good news. And they said it's not going to be, you know, we know that the new Tales of Symphonia, Dawn of the New World is coming out for Wii. But, you know, they said it's a totally new one, you know, after that. And they said it's going to follow the main path, the main storyline of Tales games, similar to Tales of Destiny and Tales of Phantasia. So that's really cool. I mean, it's almost like a franchise like Monster Hunter 3, you know, coming to the Wii.
Yeah, well, I mean, the more of those, the better. I mean, we're just, Nintendo's slowly getting their third party back, so Tails is another huge, huge advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's one thing to get these, you know, we've always been getting these offshoot games with the Wii. And even with the GameCube, they're like, well, we'll make a GameCube version. But it won't be the main series. You know, even with Final Fantasy. You know, you had Crystal Chronicles on the GameCube, but they never released Final Fantasy XI or XII for the GameCube, you know.
Yeah.
It's really good to see that third-party developers are focusing more of their core franchises for the Wii. So that's a really big announcement this week. And the Conduit, we posted a gameplay video earlier this week, and it looks quite possibly one of the best first-person shooters for the Wii right now.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, what we've seen in the past was good. I mean, this just looks like, yeah, it's, I think it's even pushing past, you know, some sort of Mario Galaxy type.
Yeah.
Graphics. I mean, it's just detailed, crisp, beautiful. The lighting's amazing, and it just looks fun.
Yeah, and it's amazing that they're, you know, they still haven't announced a publisher for it yet, but they're doing an amazing job with the game, you know, already. I mean, as soon as they get a publisher, there's probably going to be another 8 months of development or so. And it already looks like a polished game. So, obviously, we don't have too many details on storyline or that information, but I mean, from the stuff we've seen, especially the new gameplay video, it looks really, really good.
Yeah. Well, we do know, you know, there's some online multiplayer. They did announce, you know, standard, what they called standard online multiplayer, so it's Deathmatch and Capture the Flag, so I mean,
yeah,
at least we'll have some online options and different gameplay variations, which we need for the Wii.
Yeah, and that's going to be really good for third-party developers to see that, you know, hey, we're actually trying to do something, you know, really cool with the Wii. And like, hey, why not have a first-person shooter that has online multiplayer for the Wii, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I like the approach of High Voltage, and that, you know, they're just going for it. You know, they're like, hey, we want to do this. We want to make it look as good as a 360 game or whatever, and take advantage of the Wii's features, so I think it's going to be a really good success.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, okay, go watch the new Conduit gameplay and then pull up Perfect Dark Zero for the Xbox 360 launch game.
Uh-huh.
Now compare two trailers, both of those games, and that will show you just how amazing the Conduit really is.
Yeah. Yeah, because it could really definitely outpace some of those first generation 360 games.
Oh yeah, easily.
So yeah, it looks really good, and yeah, it almost looks like a different game from that new gameplay trailer. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, because the technical demos were fine before, but this is just way, way beyond that.
Yeah, and I mean, as great as the graphics are, it looks like so much fun to play.
Yeah. It looks fast-paced, you know, like switching through the different weapons, you know, and they showed all the different type of encounters that you'd have. You know, you had, like, the pistol going at it, and you had the assault rifles. Then you had the scope where you're firing from long range. But there's a lot of variety in it, and it looks like, you know, it's fairly fast-paced. And but, yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, see, I think they're just waiting, High Voltage is just waiting for E3 to announce a publisher.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think if they want to release it, because they even said they want to release it sometime, you know, early next year, and they're going to have to start getting a publisher soon.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, I mean, that's just the last piece of the puzzle, really. I mean, they've basically got the game there. That's just kind of a technicality just to get someone to produce it for them. But yeah, I think that one's going to do really well. And I hope Nintendo focuses on that for their E3 presentation and maybe even has it on the show floor, like a playable demo for it. So,
yeah, what I'm really excited about, or
High Voltage has said they're interested in is voice chat for their game.
Yeah.
Now, if that will become reality, you know, that's anyone's guess. But I hope, I'm hoping they push Nintendo or, you know, show them that a developer wants voice chat. Hopefully they're able to figure out the necessary means to acquire that.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, they're such a cool developer. It's almost like they're Nintendo fanboys, you know? You know, they're just like us. They're like, oh, man, I wish some developers would come out with voice chat or online play. Wait a minute, we're the developers. Why don't we do it? You know, they're, you know, they see what fans want, and they're like, why can't we get that?
And I think if, or no, I should say when the Conduit does very well sales-wise, I think more companies will take a look at what they did, you know, and realize, you know, they need to break out of this mold they're in.
Yeah.
You know, do what they need to do to make a great game. Don't look everywhere else. Look what you guys can do. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think we'll see more unique and better games, especially in 09, year of third parties.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to lead to a lot of really good third-party games. Yeah, and next year, you know, like you said, that could be a huge year for third parties to really show their stuff for the Wii. So, but yeah, there was also moving on to Mega Man news. There was a Mega Man trailer this week that debuted, showed off some really good footage, but at the very end. It's kind of disturbing for Nintendo fans because it shows Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network, as well as WiiWare. At first, you know, we thought Capcom said, oh, it's WiiWare only. But apparently they've changed their mind, or...
Yeah, I don't know. It almost seems... It's not like an insult, but it's like, why announce WiiWare only?
Yeah.
Like, unless it's going to be some sort of timely release where we get it, you know, months before everyone else does. Who knows? But it just seems like a bad move on their part to contradict themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the... Because it was... it's been, like, a while since people were talking about, oh, well, Mega Man 9 is going to come to all of them. And then Capcom comes in and is like, well, no, it's just for WiiWare. And then to release this trailer and not say anything about it, you just have... You know, logos at the end, it's like, okay. So you didn't have the heart to, like, tell us, so you just put it in the end of your trailer?
Yeah. It seems lazy.
So, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it could still be that WiiWare will get the first release of it, and then, you know, Capcom will eventually push it out for the other two systems, but I still think that's...
But in the big scheme of things, I think it's just good that they're making it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it looks downright fun.
Yeah. I mean, the graphic style, I mean, what a good idea just to go back, you know, not only to, like, a retro style, but, like, the actual graphics and music of the 8-bit era.
They really have the feel going, too, which I really like.
Yeah.
Like, so... It could have been released back in the day and no one would have been the wiser.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. So I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I hope at least that, you know, they give Nintendo fans something exclusive, or at least the first release of the game. So
yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely a game, and I think it's going to be there at E3, so hopefully we'll get some hands-on time with that. Speaking of E3, you know, there we've already talked about the last couple weeks of expectations and predictions and basically every game underneath the sun that we could expect there. But I don't remember talking about Disaster.
Well, who knows if it's going to actually be there. I mean, it's one of those games when we hear about it, we hear a little bit about it.
Yeah, and it's so sad because I just don't want it to end up like Project Hammer. You know, Project Hammer eventually just drifted off, but Disaster, I mean, it still looks really good, I mean, from the stuff we've seen. And honestly, if Nintendo doesn't show it, then I would seriously question how it's doing.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, because a few months back, I forget when, it showed up on a Japanese release date for June, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it disappeared after that, which people speculated that, you know, it needed more time, you know, to polish, to make the game better.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, because I remember, yeah, last year they had said, oh, yeah, it's coming out. It'll be in Japan first, but, yeah, it'll be in the U.S. soon after that. And, I mean, things look good for the game at that point. And it's like, oh, wow, yeah, cool, that sounds good. And then 6 months have gone by, 7 months. What have they done on the game since then? So,
but I have a feeling Nintendo will show us something, whether it be a trailer or, you know, an actual demo. But
yeah.
It looks like one of those games where Nintendo will have their own take on it, and it'll be something like we've never played before.
I definitely think we should see something about it.
Yeah, because this is not, I mean, most gamers will be devastated, and most likely it will drop off the radar.
Right. So
Nintendo has to just unleash fury.
Yeah, just give us everything, Nintendo. Just unleash it all. Because they can, they've got so many big guns, so many big franchises they can just throw at us. Well, we're going to find out very soon, Kevin.
Tuesday. It's coming soon.
Tuesday. Oh, wow, it's so soon. It is basically like 3.5 days right now. And hopefully Nintendo will just surprise us with something huge and, you know, everyone will be glad that they were so secretive for so long, so...
Well, what I'm looking forward to reading all these E3 predictions, you know, Nintendo will have something that no one saw, like completely different than anything. You know, whether it be a new franchise that they're talking about doing, or a new, you know, peripheral or whatever, something will be brand new that no one saw coming.
Yeah, exactly, and that's usually the Nintendo style. You know, there's always that. You know, everybody just speculates, like, oh, it's going to be a new Zelda game, it's going to be a new Mario game, it's going to be, you know, and they try and guess every single franchise, and Nintendo's like, nope, it's actually going to be this new game that we're coming out with, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's the beauty of it. I mean, the two other companies, more or less, you can see what's coming down the road.
Yeah. But yeah, Nintendo, I think they'll pleasantly surprise us. So yeah, we'll look forward to reporting on that next week. We'll hope to hear you guys' comments from it on the site. I'm hoping to do a live blog of Nintendo's presentation on Tuesday. If that doesn't work out, I'll at least do Twitter updates. I'll post those updates onto the main page so you guys can see it. And I'll be taking lots and lots of pictures. And I'm going to try and have some hands-on impressions after every day at the show. So, yeah, and if you guys have any questions while I'm out there or want me to play a game or get hands-on with something, you know, just let me know. And next weekend, our next podcast should be a pretty good one, Kevin.
Chock full of Nintendo goodness.
Oh, yes. So hopefully they just blow the lid off, and who knows, we'll have a ton of stuff to talk about. So yeah, we'll look forward to next week, and we'll catch you guys later. Have a good weekend.